The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Sugya's daf non tes. We're learning the sugya on this daf of Davish Lebal Olam. What does work, what doesn't work in the context of an Isha asuring her Maisi Adayim, in the context of a husband asuring her Noah and his wife. And the subject of Davish Lebal Olam is literally Yichla Azman Vela Yichla. There's a lot of sugyas, there's a lot to discuss. I just want to bring out maybe one basic, on a conceptual level, just to make the ideas a little bit more, the very profound ideas behind the Gedorim of Davish Lebal Olam a little more tangible. A little more real. One of the issues that we have over here in the Gemara is talking about, you know, over here on Daf Nun Tes, of the husband asuring Hanoah and his wife, the wife asuring Hanoah with a koinomois, with a hegdish. If we're talking about Maisi Adayim in the context of a woman asuring her Hanoah, what she's Meshubat her husband, obviously she can't ask her. That's the basic law of it. Same way a woman is not Nemon to asa herself on her husband, again, because she's Meshubitim, Mela, Sol, Sugin, Dom, Dav, Tzadik, whether that gets into the realm of Davish, of something that's Meshubit that she can't ask. But the Gemara talks in the context of Davish Lebal Olam about a woman asering on her husband, or asering on herself, or being Magdish, Maisir, dying that are hers after she gets divorced. In which case, they're hers. They're hers, but right now they're not here. Right now, her yodayim on meshubat her husband. For her to create a chalois of a hegdish on her ma'is yodayim, on her earnings for after she's divorced, is begedet davish lebal olam, similar to what we have in many places in Sugis HaShas, in the third parak of Kedushin, in Gittin in places, a whole bunch of Sugis in Bava Basra, in the eighth parak, in the ninth parak, about a person making kinyonim on things that'll only become viable later on. For instance, in the third paragraph of Kedushin, we have a whole discussion about a man being Mekadosh and Isha, who's married, but he says, I'm being Mekadosh for after your husband divorces you. He wants to grab her. She's a good catch. And he wants to grab her. She's in divorce proceedings. So l'chayru, the way to do it is, he should be Mekadosh her now for afterwards. No, davish l'bala, right now, the Isha, who will be married to him afterwards, is not here. Or he's Mekadosh a Goyish, a woman, in the process of Gerus. Of course, that makes the Gerus a little bit suspect. Won't get into that. He's Mekadosh a Goyish, a woman, for after Lachashat is Gairu. He's Mekadosh by a Muberis. He gives Dmei Kedushin to the father for the daughter for after she's born, and so on and so forth. All sorts of different cases that are discussed in the Gemara. Now, on the simple level, the understanding of Davish Lebal Olam is a simple mechanical problem. If I do something, I make a neder, a hegdish, a kinyan, and a kinyan bichal, I sell, let's say, peyrois that are only going to sprout in a year from now. I sell next year's crop to somebody else. Because the kinyan that's affected between the two of us, I'm not making a kinyan on the peiros that don't exist yet. But if I'm selling something that doesn't exist, obviously the kinyan can't be chal. The transfer of ownership can't be chal today. There's nothing there to transfer. The apples that I'm selling are next year's crop. There's nothing there to sell. Because they can't be sold, that's why there's a chesaron davish lebal olam. That's the simple understanding. Anything that can't be chal can't be consummated. A kinyan that can't be chal now can't be done. The Maisa Kinyan has no validity and it'll have to be redone next year. That's the simple understanding. I'd like to challenge that understanding by going back to the first Taisus of the Perek, which we discussed at great length in the first two shiurim in the beginning of the Perek. Taisus over there discusses the concept of a man being Mekadosh and Ish, being Meshabed himself to financial Shibudim of Ksuba, beyond what Chazal automatically imposed on him, beyond the mone la monu masayim lubsulo. Let's say he's mishabed himself a large sum of money, and he's mishabed himself money that he doesn't have. And Tosfos grappled with how to understand that how could a person create a choiv on himself? If it's a choiv, he becomes a bal choiv. If he's creating on himself that he's mechuyev that amount of money ksuba, what is he meshaber? Where was it chal? So we discussed at length the first teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos over there says an inami, which the Rosh doesn't really understand, which shows us that the Tosfos is a difficult Tosfos to understand. And Tosfos says over there that enach inami, we're talking about a davish lo bal olam, he's being meshabed money that doesn't exist yet, but he does it with a vehicle called Udisa. Udisa is a kinyan that's discussed in Bava Basra Kuf Memtes. That's always Tosfos' starting point in that idea. That when a person is meshabed himself by making a hidos, but then a person takes two edim, let's say, the way it's mavur in the Nachron and Mashon and others, in Git Naf Yud Gimel, over here also, person in front of two edim admits that he owes somebody $100. Now, it could be that the admission is patently false. The reason why he's admitting to owing somebody else money is because he wants to effectively give the other person $100. So it sounds like it's a hoidah, it's an admission of chiyuv. It's not a kinyan. Nevertheless, Chazal HaMechadish, the source that has a long sugya in Bava Basra Kuf Memtes, that there's a kinyan called Udisa. Not only has he affected an edis which could thereafter be used against him in Bezdin, but he's also created a vehicle of kinyan. If he has $100 and he wants to give it to somebody else, if he admits in a way that's binding in a bezdin in front of two edim that he was makne, I'm sorry, he admits that he was that he owes that he has a previous chayv to that person of $100. Even if we know it's patently false, we look at that as a hakno of the $100. Taisu says that would work, and here's the catch. Even though the money is not here today, it's one thing when you have the money. I have $100. I want to be maknet to you. So instead of doing a classic ma'aser kinyan, a sudur, a shtar, whatever it is, a shtar won't work on kesef, but he can be meshab himself the shtar. Instead of using a regular ma'aser kinyan, he uses udisa. That's great. But Tosfos is grappling with the problem that the money is not here now. We're talking about somebody who's penniless, a chosen, who's a regular yeshiva bach. He doesn't have a red cent to his name, and he's being shabbat himself. He's being maknet to somebody else. He's being maknet to her, a choiv on that money. How's he maknet to her the money? So what we see over here is that Tosfos holds that kinyan udisa being a different type of kinyan. Again, it's not the regular kinyan where you're doing a ma'aser kinyan. Over here, what you're doing is you're creating evidence that could be used against him. Somehow that's a ma'aser kinyan. That type of ma'aser kinyan works on davish lo bal olam. Again, the Rosh doesn't seem to understand the Tosfos, but it's a mitzvah levar. Why does davish lo bal olam present itself as a problem in every ma'aser kinyan? And when we're dealing with udisa, it's not. What we see over here is that the problem of Dovash Lebala Oilam is not a simple, well, it's something vague because it's not here since it's Rechon Smichas Das. The Gemara uses in many places the Nusach Loisom Chadaiti. That does not mean a simple, that a person's not serious about it. If that was the case, there's no reason why Udisa shouldn't have the same thing. The Rambam also says, and we're going to discuss the Rambam in the context of the Svara, the Hagdara that we're about to create. The Rambam seems to imply in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Nedarim that the problem that's discussed in our sugya in Nuntes, the blot that we're talking about now, is a problem of haknoas davish lo bal olam, but a koinom, creating on oneself a vehicle of koinom, which is a form of neder, but it's a form of neder which is closer to gotchim. It's really a hard thing to define in the context of Ksuvas Daf Nun Tes. The right place for that is really the sugis. They talk about koinomis in the Dorm. But there's something called, the same way there's something called Hegdish, giving it to the Beis Hamikdash, making something into a carbon. And there's a concept of neder, of creating a personal iser on oneself, on an item. There's a context of koinom, which is not exactly like a neder. It's like a nidre Hegdish, but it's not mamish momen Hegdish. And in that context, the Rambam seems to say, the Kesem Mishnah explains it this way, others, that the Rambam holds that a person can create a Isser Koinom even on a Davish Loi Bal Olam. And again, if the point of Davish Loi Bal Olam is a simple, well, there's a Chesaron Smichas Das because he doesn't really mean it, it's just Verter, it's just the Dvarim Ba'alma because it's not here, so it's vague, he doesn't really mean it, so we assume that that's Dvarim Shebelev, he said it. And B, why would there be exceptions to the rule? If he doesn't really mean it, he doesn't really mean it. Even in an eder, if he doesn't really mean it, he doesn't really mean it. There's such a thing as het in nedar. It's not meant seriously. So then the neder is not chal. So why would there be a difference between a koinom and a neder, a koinom and hegdish, legabi dovish lebaloilam? And again, the shaila we just posed on the Tosfos in the beginning of the parak, why would a disa, which is a different kinyan, also be different than all other ma'is kinyan which have a chzor and dovish lebaloilam? And a disa would, yes, work on a dovish lebaloilam. What we see is that the chesaron dovish lebala olam is a chesaron that's unique to transfer to any halachic vehicle that denotes transfer of ownership from one area, from one possession, from one person's possessive to somebody else's possession. Meaning to say, if I'm makna something to somebody else, the agreement that binds us together, that now I'm giving you something, it doesn't only have to be an agreement in terms of a mechon, maton is also, means I'm giving something to you. If I'm makna to you, davish lebala olam, so I haven't created a binding agreement with you because I'm talking about something that's not here. I can't connect with you. That's what the Gemara means, smichas das, is the Gemara says that the agreement, the understanding, that binds two people in the context of one transferring to the other something else, one giving of himself to the other, even in Kiddushin it's that way. The agreement that binds two people, and which creates a chalois, that a cow, which is sitting in Reuven's backyard, becomes Shimon's cow, if it's a davish lebalaylam, let's say the milk that the cow didn't yet produce, then there can't be agreement between two people. But, if you'd be talking about something which is one-sided, something which is one person creating something, but has nothing to do with somebody else, then that problem of davish lebalaylam would not exist. Udisa is not a kinyan which has to do with an agreement. Kesef, shtar, all these things are kinyanim that take place, even meshicha, I'm being moishich, a cow, from your rishos. That means that there's something here that's going on between us. Even in Hefker it's that way. If I pick up something, I'm picking it up out of where it was. It doesn't have to be with another person, but it's in a different rishos. Something was lying Hefker on the ground. When I pick it up, I'm picking it from rishos A, I'm picking it up and I'm bringing it, I'm being magbir into rishos B, into my rishos. In that context, I'm not saying I can necessarily explain why it has to be that way, but in that context of taking something from one rishos, bringing it into the other rishos, there's a chesaron klali of davish lebalaylam. Udisa is my personal obligation to you, but it has nothing to do with you. I'm not being makmis something to you. The kinyan is created that when I bind myself to owing you something in a way that could be used against me, I've created on myself that my chefetz goes into your rishus. Again, it's different than any other kinyan. It's not a regular maisa kinyan where I'm being makna to you. I'm being mechayev myself. It's between me and myself. And somehow that creates, since I've created on myself a halakhically binding obligation, that creates the impetus for that chefetz to go from my rishus into your rishus. In that context, there's no chazon edavish lebalayim. The simple mechanical problem, how is the kinyan chal in money, like Tosfos is talking about in the beginning of the parak, how is it chal in money that doesn't exist yet? So it'll be chal when the money comes. And akadami, the hischaivus that I made now, that I will give you $1,000 money, I'm broke. I don't have a penny to my name, I'm a chayv myself, that I will owe you $1,000 later on. It can't be chal now on $1,000 because I don't have $1,000. So what'll be chal? Later on, his chayvus that I made, it was chal on me. The chayvus that I made will thereafter be mechayev the money to go from my rishus to your rishus. Why can't I do that now and it will affect the actual hakno later on? Because a regular hakno denotes a relationship, even if that relationship is one sided, but it's a connecting between two rishuyos. So Mela, I can't connect with another rishus if it's not going to happen now. What I'm being mechayev myself is for me. If it's davish lebala olam, then the shibud doesn't go to you. There's nothing here to become mechuyev. So it should be a one-sided relationship that I'm mechayev myself. That can't be chal davish lebala olam. Masha'en ken udisa, which the ma'isa kinyan is not two-sided. Udisa is just my personal mechayevus. That could be chal on me, even though the funding where the shibud will actually be chal is not here yet. In the same context, we understand that hegdish kiddushin, gerushin. All these are chaloisim, which have to do with a change in status from one rishus to another. Hegdish, the chayfitz belong to Reuven, and now belongs to Hegdish. Truma, the peiros belong to me, and now that I've been mafresh truma, they belong to the kahan. Comes mamon kohen. Hegdish is also a change in status and ownership. Gerushin, kiddushin, all these chaloisim, even if they're chosh mishpot or if they're evanezer, are all a change in status of where it is. Mashenkin a koinum is a personal obligation of mine to treat an object like hegdish. It's not mamon hegdish. It doesn't become mamon hegdish. It's a personal obligation on my part to not be nana from item X that I've made a koinum on, and to treat that as if it's hegdish. In that context, it's between me and me, myself, and I. If it's between me, myself, and I, it'll be chal on me, even though the item is not here. When the item comes into focus, then my personal obligation will be mechayiv me. There's an issur koinim on that chayfitz. Like we just said, by davish level oilam of utisa. Any maisak no, which is not by definition between two people, it's not vis-a-vis, it's not biyachas to somebody else, but it's biyachas to me. I have a chayiv to give Yankel $100. But it's not that I was Meshabed, that the Shibud was called, and now he has a Mamoni Gabok. He has, by me, $100. It's only an Udisa. An Udisa means I created on myself a vehicle that thereafter Yenner would be able to be Moitzi for me $100, but there's nothing been created between the two of us. It's between me and myself. It's something that can be used against me. But if it's between me and myself, that will be Chal on Davish Lebalalam in a personal sense. It'll be Chal on me. And thereafter, when I have money, it'll be Meshabed, it'll be Chal on that money. That's our understanding of Davish Lebalalam. One more place where this insight comes into focus, al derech efshem, possibly, is in the sugya parichus, Bava Basa Kufman Beis. When we're discussing davish lebalalim, that's one of the sugyas which is mamish halacha lemaisa, because over there is discussing being makne to children that are not born yet. A person wants to write up a tzavo, a person writing up a will, a person who's bo bayom, an older person, he sets up, wants to set up trust funds for money which has been invested for his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Very common and a very smart thing to do. Agav. A mitzvah, actually, to do this, way money should be distributed. A person's assets should be distributed where he wants them to be distributed. So a person sets up trust funds to great-grandchildren that don't exist yet. Ken yibu, they should be born. All children of money will be given to tzedakah. A trust fund of $25,000 will be set up for each grandchild born, each great grandchild born. So it's a very common financial transaction. The Gemara discusses being makne, money that doesn't exist yet, money that's invested that will only bear interest, fruits, profits later on, or being makne, like we just said, the enikluch that are not born, makne lidavish lebalad. In both contexts, the Gemara discusses that children maybe are different. Adam Karav Eitzel Benoi. Adam Karav Eitzel Benoi will be mezgaber over the problem of being makne davish lebalaylam or being makne ledavish lebalaylam. In that context, we have a very hard time understanding it. The problem with davish lebalaylam is that it's not chal. I can't. How can I be makne money that doesn't exist? How can I be makne to somebody that doesn't exist? If we understand that the context of davish lebalaylam is a contextual, is related to something which is a chalois between two people, which has to do with the transfer of ownership, we can understand it. Maybe benoi, a person doesn't see so much as somebody else. Benoi, a person is makna to, it's really haknot himself. That's how, when a person is being makna lebenoi, he's not being only being makna lebenoi. That's how he's using his money. It's not he's giving it to somebody else to use. He's using his money by having his children have his money. In that context, the person really is creating a financial vehicle, which is benayu benatzmai. Maybe that's why over there, there's no chesaron davish lebalaylam. Again, this is just bederech efshar. There are more straightforward ways of understanding over there, but this maybe would help to miyashim some of the achronim's kasha in that suit.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.